No, no, Mr. FBI agent. There's nothing in this box. I'm telling you.
Beef, wine, and shenanigans, ladies and gentlemen. Little disagreement with law enforcement, but all that is just my old Etch-a-Sketch. Anyway, Stephen Van Patten, joined by Denise Tapscott and the always cheerful and happy Kurt Jones.
So,
they took his passport too.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
They took that nigga's passport.
Hashtag flight risk. Yeah. You ain't hiding in Russia, bro.
Well, what's that? What's that that Courtney B. Vance used to say in episodes of Law and Order Criminal Intent? Your Honor, the defendant is the definition of flight risk.
Yes.
Yes.
Dun, dun.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
The judge would say, you're right.
You're right.
Take that motherfucker's passport.
I will die. I will die hysterically if this nigga does like some Mission Impossible shit and gets himself smuggled into Russia and nobody catches him.
You know, here's a thought. Russia can have him and give back Brittany Griner. Hey now.
Hey now.
Hey.
Hey.
And we'll throw in your arms dealer for free.
For free. Now, absolutely.
You can have your, I mean, nah.
That guy. Ugh.
Yeah, Brittany Griner. Our hearts are with you there. Pretty crazy set of circumstances there. But I mean, chances are she won't have to serve the 9.5.
Yeah.
I think everybody's just kind of making a point. I think Putin's just, you know, going flexing. To dig deep. He's flexing. He's digging deep into his bag of douchebaggery. And, you know, and it's easy when you're a dictator. Because unlike Trump, who when he was in office, complained that his generals didn't treat him more like Hitler.
Yes, you didn't hear that.
That was a thing.
It was a whole thing.
That was a thing.
I did not hear that.
Yes, in piece of shit news. Yes.
Yeah.
Our former president actually said that.
And motherfuckers are still like, and motherfuckers still think he's like the truth. Cats still think he's the truth.
No like, sense.
Like he is a GOT. Well, G-O-A-T.
If you're a white supremacist Christian, he is the truth.
Yeah.
It's just the rest of us that, you know, see him for the monstrosity that he is.
Right.
You know. Yeah.
And what's still wild is we still have people of color that are running the streets talking about I'm not voting and I'm not doing this and I'm not doing that.
We still have motherfuckers, black folks running the streets trying to get elected under his ticket.
There's that.
Yeah.
And talking shit like, well, you know, like the apologist. You know, he did this for the country. No, he didn't.
Nope.
Well, you know, he's trying to actually bring the truth. No, he's not.
Nope.
Oh.
Yeah.
That nigga will never impress me. That I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I'm dropping the N-bomb for this motherfucker all day.
All
this
day,
nigga
every day.
Will never impress me.
But which nigga are we talking about?
Herschel Trump.
Walker or, Trump.
Trump. Herschel Walker is. I had to say this. I feel like Huey from Boondocks.
Mm.
You know, it's like, you know, there's niggas that are family, but they still family. And I understand you don't want to, you know, we want to give his cookout ticket to Chris Evans because, you know, he obviously has not earned it. He needs to earn it back, but, you know, he's still black.
Herschel Walker?
Herschel Walker is still black, but he's just...
He's black, but that's...
He's about as
incidental.
He's problematic.
He's super problematic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying he's not.
And clearly concussed
mm-hmm.
from his previous
Absolutely.
Job.
Like Walking Dead, yeah.
Absolutely. The worst part is the Republican Party using a
challenged.
That's the word. A mentally challenged motherfucker to run their game, and they know he's mentally challenged. Mm-hmm. They know that, but you know.
But they're all mentally challenged. Have you that listened part. To MTG?
No. No. There's mentally challenged, and then there's motherfuckers that are concussed. Right, and this bitch is concussed. She is at least, I would say, maybe 45% of the country. And I'm not talking about so much her politics, but just her willingness to believe certain things. Mm-hmm. And I gotta be honest, I don't entirely blame her, because the past administrations of this country have given us reason to believe certain conspiracy shit. Just on the fact that Agent Orange, Nixon, Woodrow Wilson, mm-hmm. you know, they've done Eisenhower. They've let shit gone by. They've let shit go through that we have to, in the end, right now finding out, it's kind of like, y'all really did that shit, didn't you?
Yeah, they did.
Y'all really did that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, the entire Vietnam War, it's by itself. Oh, I'm sorry, no. In more recent times, the entire fucking invasion of Iraq.
True.
And Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
Knowing that nigga Hussein had nothing to do with the bomb, 9/11. Knowing right. that shit. Fucking Bill Clinton.
Horrible human being.
Sketchy shit. Yeah.
Horrible human being.
Bill Clinton got some sketchy shit too. But I'm talking about, and these are people that were part of an administration that had the power to do things. And instead, they did some other bullshit. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
The city of Inglewood, fireworks are illegal. So for some reason, they just like to set them off from time to time.
It's not what that was. I thought you were kicking a file cabinet.
I thought you need to feed your dragon.
Right. No, the dragon makes a different noise. Oh, okay. No, those will be random fireworks. Yeah, so it's just a random Monday, and they're like, let's light it up. Okay.
Mm. Right, because it's not enough shit ablaze in California.
Right.
Right.
It's not already a drought.
What? It's a severe drought. Emergency status.
Think of how we even got here.
But you can set off fireworks.
I'm saying, like, thinking of how we even got here is because of fucking past administrations not like being like, you know what, we got to look out for the economy. Mm. So I'm just saying, as madcap, I mean, the racism, not talking about the racism. That shit's been going on since the 1800s.
Sure.
Since they brought black folks over here.
Right.
But I'm talking about like the other part, the other people who are convinced because of conspiracy theories. And you can't help but say, you know what? It's not like I don't understand. This country has been shiesty. And now we're finding out so much extra shit.
Like global warming.
right. I was watching, I'm sorry, I don't mean to take up all this time. But real quick, I was watching this thing and I found out about the McKinsey and Company, who are the consultants for Purdue, the OxyContin people. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there was a section that explained how they used them and the cigarette company used the disinformation to convince smokers to keep smoking and to convince doctors to keep selling OxyContin.
Oh, wow.
They knew like and like for one, like with the cigarette companies, which is another dude altogether, wasn't McKinsey, but they knew about the report that came out in 1960 something or 1930 something, and they knew about those reports that linked cancer with cigarette smoking. And this one dude decided, you know what, we'll connect, we'll marry cigarette smoking to celebrity, and then we'll throw out conflicting, we'll pay other scientists to throw out conflicting information to muddy the waters so that no one, so everyone's confused about what the information, what the exact information is, information is. And they did that shit on purpose. Cigarette companies, these motherfuckers, these niggas did that shit on purpose. And you can't help but realize that this is not a new thing.
Yeah.
Right? This has been happening for, and they've been, and they're doing it now still. The difference is we have a lot of, you know, internet and information going on, but a lot of people are still confused, angry, upset when they find out new things. I'm just saying.
People's lives are still at risk too.
Yeah, people. As I smoke my cigarette, I agree with you. Knowing that shit is, the shit has killed me, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, hopefully a few years from now, they won't be using this as your Yul Brynner public service announcement.
You know what? No, let them. This should be my Yul Brynner. Yul Brynner, as fucked up as that dude was as a family man, that last thing he did was actually powerful.
Very.
Yeah, very. It helped. It actually helped. So I'm saying, if this is going to be one of those, if this will be the fucking legacy I leave behind, yo, niggas, stop smoking. Keep your lungs clear, nigga.
He just makes little circles. Smoke rings, right? Wish I could draw that in.
Of course, the standards on network television may still be kind of where they're at, so it's going to be like, right, keep your lungs beep. Because right, I'm just saying, right, beep.
Right. Right. You'd have to see the full
right, on YouTube. Venmo,
on, then there'll be the version Vimo they play at Alamo Draft House with a big red,
right, right,
red advisory
right before every movie, right before every movie, or see it on YouTube.
Yeah,
but yeah, what were you gonna say, Steve? Like, yeah, something. Yeah,
I don't know. I'm like, you know, I'm a little for Clint now talking about, you know, Yul Brynner and not smoking and all that other stuff.
No.
But
sorry, bro,
it's all good. Speaking of monsters, if we can pivot for a second. So Stranger Things, I finally finished.
Ah.
And I feel like I was the one studying for a master's degree instead of the missing Mark Hall, as long as that that took. Oh my God.
It took a while.
That was
Martian Manhunter, wasn't it?
No, but everybody else damn sure was. The whole season, I think they introduced like five new characters, and you know, my biggest worry for Stranger Things as a franchise is that eventually they're going to end up jumping the interdimensional demon, as opposed to the shark. I don't know. I'm kind of like, because let me tell you, a lot fucking happened. Now, as far as entertainment value is concerned, that's great. But I think we can all agree, at least within the space of this particular screen with these three individuals, and that includes myself, it's like you're eventually going to run out of shit.
Yeah.
Hashtag The Sopranos.
That's my
worry, my prediction, because spoiler alert, this is what a successful franchise does. They beat the shit out of you for however many episodes, and then they leave the door wide open for the series to continue, unless it's, you know, the last episode of Game of Thrones, in which case you're so disgusted by the end of that. You don't even want to talk about Game of Thrones, even though you enjoyed everything prior.
Hold my flower. Hideous.
Yeah.
I'm almost scared to watch the dragon one. I want to see it so bad, but if they do us like the way they go,
right? And I saw the trailer, and I saw a bunch of brand new people that you've never seen act British and with dragons before. Right. Oh, look up there, darling! It's a dragon. You know, it's dragon. Like, you know, you haven't seen these particular people.
Yeah.
If you get a chance, actually, the story is, it's based off a short, I want to say novella.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. The War of the Reds and Greens. George Martin, yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember the name. I think it was the Queen and something else.
Right. As long as it's based on something that he actually wrote, I think that's a good thing.
It is. Okay. And it's a different production company. It's not those two dudes.
Oh.
Well, yes. Jeez.
Interesting.
Right. Dear God. It's somebody else.
Dear God.
So, wow. Right.
But yeah, I agree with Stranger Things because it could just, you know, throw you off a cliff.
Just,
I don't know.
And people accuse me of, like, with Brookwater's Curse once. I've been told, Jesus Christ, that was everything but the kitchen sink, but you still kept the bathtub in there. You know, I've been accused. And that's fine.
But that's what novels do.
My first fucking book. You know what I mean? Yeah. Please, rub me. So, I mean, but Stranger Things, just the last episode is 2 hours and 15 minutes.
They should just call it a movie.
That in and of itself is bananas.
Two hours and 15 minutes.
And that's just the last episode.
Last episode. Yeah. Like, I had to like carve out time, like, okay, I'm going to watch this. Yeah. And once you get started, you don't want to pause it. You don't want to walk away from it because there's so much that happens. It's really good and great character development. Oh man, like Mike just had me boo-hooing the whole time. Kind of a spoiler alert there. Can I say?
If
you know what? Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
We find out that Mike has been in love with his best friend forever. I'm forgetting the best friend's name. Who's dating 11.
Oh. And
really nice moment between Mike and his brother.
Oh, wow.
Yes, love you for who you are. Oh, Mal's just like, oh my God, this is so good.
Oh, wow. I didn't know
that.
Yeah. Okay.
I will say this. Okay. Acting-wise, everybody definitely brought their A game.
Yeah.
And considering that, you know, those people are all being thrown around on wires in a CGI green screen room.
We'll destroy the magic. Stuff.
Luke has got his ass beat.
Oh, he sure did.
Tell the tale. Yeah.
Oh, he sure did.
Yeah. The black one? Yes, the brother. Yeah, because there was like the popular jock and he was just went totally bananas. He was like on a mission to kill Lucas. But Lucas came back. I was like, thank God.
It's kind of like, well, you know, it's kind of like some Rocky shit because that's, you know. You'll love this, Kirk. Exactly. So they gave Lucas the, they gave him kind of like a kid in play cut.
I've seen the pictures,
Yeah.
I still don't know how I feel about that. Because just because kids play had the hair, that don't mean your mama let you do that shit.
Right. Well, it's the 80s, right? The early 80s. Was Kid and Play even out by that point when the show was supposed to be around?
I think so.
Like in 89? Is that 89 or 87 or some shit like that?
I guess. I didn't even really think about that.
Me neither.
Because when was House that. Party?
I want to say that was 91, maybe 89, 91. Ladies and gentlemen, smartphones are for.
That's a Google machine.
Right.
The Google machine. We're going to check the Googles.
We're going to check the Googles.
Well, I figure it's either going to be the fade or it's going to be a Jerry curl. And I did not want to see a Jerry curl on him.
But again, because rando kids were doing it on television, that does not mean that the average black parent was allowing this kind of shit to happen.
Just saying,
That's true. But his sister, the way she dressed, did she leave the house like that?
She was funny. And she is not the throwback to D from What's Happening. I don't know who it is.
1990
was House Party.
Okay. Kid and Play came out their first, first album. The singles, 85, 86.
Okay, all right.
I guess that time.
It's still, I, you know what? With these kind of shows, I have not seen the new season.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I wonder sometimes how much attention the writers are paying to your only black characters. Like, are they the only, like, are they the only black people in the entire town? There's mm-hmm. others.
No, there's others. You see them. So
others.
You yeah, see their them. Background, okay. but you see them.
All right.
Them.
I remember not really seeing much of anything else than the other ones. Maybe his, I remember when his sister came out, I was like, oh shit, now there's two yeah. in the school.
Yeah. But you can see the boy's right. parents very prominently in this season yeah. as opposed yeah. to, and that's good because, you right. know, they're still kids. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
somebody's got to be saying.
It's not like Charlie Brown's parents.
Yeah, and yeah, I was just, right. yeah. thing
like
I
we
wonder,
actually see them. Yeah,
right. I like wonder like, is his parents like pro black? Because if they not, if they just working class, like I just want to, you know, I just want to live. Then you know, Lucas might just be more like Journey and Led Zeppelin than he is more hip hop. Right. Being because of the just because of the environment he's in. And everybody's, you know, and everybody is kind of like molded by their environment,
mm-hmm.
right? So, you know, if you have a black pro-black family and you're a teenager, you might rebel, but you might rebel along the signs of the other people or the other kids you're growing up with, the right. other people growing up with. If the other kids, if Mike and the other D&Ders ain't listening to hip hop, and Lucas is only hanging out with them. Then Lucas
well, Lucas is his character arc is that he's hanging out with them, but he's also on the basketball team. So now he's like with the more popular kids.
Right.
So
the other black kids.
No, the basketball players.
Right. Other no, black like basketball players.
There's
yeah.
a couple.
Right. So
yeah,
but
there are a few.
We get to see him. I mean, you know, just the way you interact with a whole bunch of other black people. So it's like you're like 15. If there's 15 dudes on a basketball team, and 10 of them are black. And you have maybe another 10 black folks that ain't on a baseball on a basketball team, but they all well, love you anyway.
It being the I'm Midwest, saying, they did not and quite that being
the Midwest.
They're
in
like
the Midwest,
that.
And it's right. more like you have the rich Midwest, people and the right. poor people. Yeah, the saying, the trailer might, trash and the rich yuppies.
To say to agree with you, Steve, pretty much he ain't having a fade and a flat top. I'm just saying he might Absolutely. Be more along the lines of what we listening to on a reg.
Well, you know, it's like, funny you bring that up, okay? Mm-hmm. Because, like me personally, like just to kind of go along to get along as a adolescent and as a teenager, I actually hid a lot of shit from cats in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I definitely hid was the interest in comics, the interest in horror. Mm-hmm. You know, I would always be late because like getting somewhere like in the middle of the night because He's I'm totally. Watching Creepshow while everybody else is already in the street.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
You know, but they didn't know why I was late. They'd just be like, oh, this nigga with his grand interest. Right. You know, there's a lot that I kind of kept low. Mm-hmm. And then one day I just release a vampire novel and then they're like, what?
Yeah.
And you know, my interest in rock music, because I was kind of like an all around the spectrum kid.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I listened to my Public Enemy, but I also listened to Kiss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
You know, that also, right. But that I also did not comes down to. It. Right. But that also
right. has right.
to do where the school you're going to, also, right?
A little bit.
Because the school you're going to is not predominantly black.
No, it was mixed. It was super mixed. I think
it was super mixed. But the neighborhood is all black.
Yeah. Well.
Mm.
I mean, majority. I should say majority black.
Well, it was funny because that particular block I grew up on, we had everything in the building. We had Filipinos, we had Nigerians, we had Liberians, we had African Americans, we had Puerto Ricans, Dominicans. Like, you know, us, you know, the bunch of us together standing in front of the building, it looked like a community college brochure. it's like a little bit of everybody.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh no. Yeah.
So yeah.
That's my neighborhood list too.
And I'm actually, so what's funny about that is I'm grateful for that experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because every once in a while I'd be up with, you know, my best friend Ron at the time, you know, it was like, and his mom's was like, she'd be cooking that Filipino food. And that shit's good.
Nice.
And meanwhile, my mother being the typical black mom. You'll be eating those people's house every night. And I'm like, but New York cooking's not like So, and every once in a while, God. I would try to get the hell up out of there. I would try to get the hell up out of there. And Miss Trinidad, that was her name. That was my friend Ron's mom's name. Miss Trinidad, God bless her. You know, Steve, where are you going? I'm about to make dinner. Sit.
Wow.
Like, yeah. Well, gotta pay respect to the elders.
Yum.
Oh, more lumpia, please.
And the best, of course, was when they served blood, when they had like almost a damn family reunion and they served blood pudding. And they were enjoying the African American loving the blood puddings. Like, you like the blood pudding, huh, Steve? And I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, you got that in Trinidad too. You got that in Trinidad too. Yeah, blood pudding.
Yeah. Wow. I'm going to pass on that one.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's cultural.
Yeah.
But yeah, I used to crash all my friends' houses, you know, for like dinner at this time or that time or whatever. And then they'd all, you know, then they'd all catch me in the hallway, you know, oh, Steve, you're such a good boy. You're such a good, like, and meanwhile, I'm the devil just like everybody else. But, you know, for sure, let's go with that.
Right.
No, you ain't. No, you ain't.
Right. No, actually, I wasn't that bad.
No, that was later.
That was later. Right.
Later.
Right. Wow.
But
I got actually. Oh, two
yeah,
guys.
So multicultural. Yeah.
Eddie Munson. I keep hearing about this one character, Eddie Munson.
Yeah. Speaking of rock.
Yeah.
Speaking of rock.
Man.
Yeah. And I don't think we should spoil it. I don't think we should say anything about what happens to Eddie, but let me just tell you, in terms of story arc. Mm-hmm. And in terms of, among other things, the use of a certain Metallica song, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Absolutely
brilliant. I mean, that was definitely, because it's I'm not going to give away the song or whatever, but the visual of the kid up on the roof with his axe wailing away. Oh.
Yeah, dude, you got to watch it. Just, you know, I know it's 2 hours and 30 minutes, but you got to watch it.
No, the finale is 2 hours.
Yeah, the finale.
It's a whole other eight hours you got to go through
that. That's true.
And that's my thing. I found it entertaining. I think Denise agrees, but
definitely.
Just excessive. Just a lot of baloney.
Yeah.
Just a lot of bologna in a 1 pound bag. And
wow.
I have no idea. And see, what else is crazy is as you can already see, the fucking kids are aging.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
So like the last episode would be like it.
Where
they all like go back to the town because they like at the certain age now.
I thought about
there was,
that.
And there were certain, because there are a certain number of it-ish elements that pop up during this as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Entertaining, but
good character arcs.
You know. Yeah. But and a couple of tearjerker moments per se.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely agree with Denise on that.
Yeah.
And definitely worth the look, but you know, you got to set some time aside.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
I'll be ready for it.
It's an investment. Let's just put it like.
Yeah, like I'd be in the mood to do it, but once you watch it, it's worth it.
Yeah, and to be fair, the first couple of episodes are a little bit of a build there.
It does start out slow.
Yeah, it does start out slow. A little bit of a slow build. But,
I grew up on Michael Mann movies, so I can do that.
Well, then there you go.
All you young cats out there, Michael Mann was a famous director back in the 80s and 90s that used to do movies that were always like a slow burn. But when you get to the end of it, it's always like fireworks.
The before times.
Oh, my God.
In the way long ago.
Oh my God. Say that again. Oh my God.
I want to say Manhunter. Very good example of that.
Manhunter, Thief, rest in peace, James Caan.
Yes.
James Cone. Last Mohicans. Well, maybe not so much Last Mohicans. I take that back. Mm. Not so much Last Mohicans. Because mm-hmm. yeah, they actually opened up with something kind of like thrilling and shit. But yeah. But yeah. Yeah. That's a good call. All right. I'll check it out.
I'd say the one Michael Mann thing that definitely like starts jumping off almost right away is Heat.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And Collateral.
Which apparently, and Collateral. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. Collateral, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Collateral, you're literally having like civil conversation for like 5 minutes, credits are done, and then it just goes fucking left. Mm-hmm. Collateral's fun.
Collateral.
Yeah, Collateral's a lot of fun.
And most Miami Vice episodes.
Right.
Right. Episodes.
Oh, man. Oh, there was some good looking women on that show. Anyway, yeah, and Michael Mann is actually supposed to have put out the sequel to Heat in novel form.
Oh, really?
I think I read something to that effect.
Wow.
So,
everybody writing a book.
Go figure. Mm-hmm. Go figure.
Is there anything like the Obanox?
No, I wouldn't say Obanox is probably better.
Way better.
And also,
which I'm currently reading, by the way.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All the cool kids are doing it.
That's right. Like it. I love it. I do, actually. I really do.
Okay. Oh, thank you, guys.
I'm not just saying.
Yeah. No, it's good stuff.
Thank you, guys.
It's very good. My friend April Smith, shout out to April.
Hey, April.
Hi, April.
April's only thing was, I don't know how to pronounce any of these names. And I'm like, oh, yeah. he should have put a glossary or something. Like,
I did.
And then, right, exactly. Yeah. So.
Oh. Well, tell us
like
it's a cool.
pronunciation key or right. something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us just to say it like you said in English.
Right.
Like you say in English.
Actually, you know what? I'll text her. It's like, you know, here's a pronunciation guide to help you out.
It's going to be a long ass text. God.
Right.
No, just
can you imagine auto texting that too? I didn't say that.
You know, I figured once you understand how the vowels that the vowel conjunctions, they might seem foreign and alien to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But once you understand what the vowel connections are, like two A's, sounds like father.
Mm.
And not like father. So
father.
Right. It's father. Like how we say father, we elongate the A.
Okay.
Right? So it's not like.
So it's kind of like Obanox.
Obanox.
Right. There you go. The Obanox. Exactly.
As opposed to Obanax.
The Obanax.
Have you read the Obanax, Muriel?
Once you have the vowels taken care of, you'll be fine. Once everybody figures that part out, they'll be like, oh, this is how it's supposed to. Okay.
Yes. So, Denise.
Yes.
Oddly enough, one of the reasons that we neglected to do a show lately, because we are a little behind in our show output. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have like a million episodes. So, I mean, people can always just fucking just look up an episode.
This is true.
Miss us that badly, for fucking Christ's sake. But you actually paid a visit to New York.
I did. I had the best time hanging out with you guys.
And we showed her the Empire State Building.
And she was in a movie.
I was in a movie.
And then there's that. Yes.
I saw the Hudson River.
Right.
And then she was in the Hudson River. Right, and pulled her back out. And her outfit was all fucked up.
Had to get a new flower.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sister will not take the subway for her life.
I will not.
And
Ghost Rider.
No, she shouldn't do it.
And I was going to walk to that bookstore that you were telling me about.
Yeah.
And then there was like this moisture stuff from the sky. I think you guys call it rain. And I was like, I'm not going outside. What is that? I have an umbrella. I don't even know how to spell umbrella today.
Really? The flower doesn't just like transform?
It's been so long since we had any rain in California. It wouldn't even know how to act.
Wow.
Yeah. I have a whole garden on my head.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's never actually opened an umbrella before.
Right. Not before like 1982, feels like.
Holy shit.
No, we've had rain since then, I swear. Yeah, but it was so much fun. I think one of my favorite moments was when we were going to your friend's party and we were all singing. No.
Yes.
We were going somewhere, but we were all singing The Love Boat. The theme to The Love Boat.
Yes.
No, that was well, let's.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't going to the party. It was going somewhere.
We were going back to Brooklyn after. Shot. A little something, because Denise wasn't just there just to look at me and Kirk and Mark. She came to New York to assist me, Kirk and Mark, with the shooting
facts
of a short film.
Yes. So
we all decided to put together.
Yes.
And Denise, as a renowned actress, at least as far as YouTube is concerned, she played a judge for a singing competition, so to speak.
I did. It was fun.
Kirk was the lighting director.
Yes.
And did an amazing job.
Absolutely.
As far as I can tell so far, as I'm screening footage.
I'm glad to hear that. Yes, thank you. I was very concerned about Denise being lit properly.
I appreciate that. I really do. You guys are all so professional. It was great. Okay. Yeah, and Mark was so focused.
Yes, Mark was our director.
Yes, he was. And I was his lighting designer.
He was very laser focused.
Very laser focused. Until Kirk would like bust through the door. Quiet on the set. Boom. Here comes Kurt.
Me and Mark have a thing going, so.
That was so funny.
And it's not like me and Mrs. Jones, let me tell you.
I am his Hercules and he's my Thor.
It's true.
Okay. I think that's perfect.
Yeah.
And my role in the whole thing, I just had a little something I had to do.
That was so amazing that I can't even talk about, but dude.
You break it down, Denise, because that scared the shit out of me.
No spoilers. Oh, man. I remember I walked in and I was like, what? Yeah.
I'll just say the makeup was so phenomenal.
Yeah.
Right?
Forever for him to get it, take the makeup off.
Yeah.
And then remember, because he had like all the eyeshadow in his eyes.
I told people how y'all fucking Comedy Central roasted me just because I ended up with a little eyeshadow
contacts and the eyeshadow.
He came out the facility that we were shooting at with the coal under his eye, like lining his eyebrow. That brother looked like Ayo Pharaoh. That nigga Moses took your peoples.
Let my people.
He's right there by the river.
So funny.
Let my people
and Stephen, he was just like, shut up. And we just kept on, because why not?
Oh man, we missed one. We missed one joke that we should have told you this, Steve.
Really? You missed a joke in that fucking extravaganza of fucking
papyrus.
You know what? There's literally one joke I missed, and I'm gonna share with y'all today, right now.
Oh gosh.
Hey, nigga, you remember the time?
Do you remember?
I swear, if I didn't love y'all, I'd hate y'all.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Yeah, you guys did that.
Yes, we did.
You guys did.
Walk
like a fucking Egyptian.
We had the best time. I love hanging out with you guys. It was so much fun.
It was. I'm so glad you came out. Afterwards, we had drinks afterwards we went to a party, had great food.
Yes. And that party was so lovely. I had the best time. At first, I was nervous because we got there before Steven got there. And I was like, I don't know know these people at all. But they were so friendly and so warm and welcoming.
Yes. Thank you, Julian. Yeah. Thank you,
Julian. Oh, yes. My God. And Julian can cook some good food.
Woo. Gotta give him a shout out.
Julian is Cuban.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So.
And he made that amazing rice dish with the beans. And this is his girlfriend's birthday, who I absolutely adore. She's so sweet.
Danny. Thank you for
Danny. Happy birthday, Danny.
Happy B-Day, Dan.
Yeah. It was such a great time. Such a great time. Yeah. Once I finally got there, it was great.
Right.
Yeah.
We all had our troubles getting to the place.
Yeah.
But, you know, all's well that ends well.
Mm-hmm.
And Denise is now home safely.
Yes.
I have a bunch of footage I still have to screen and log and do all this other stuff and then figure out how I'm going to get this thing edited, hopefully before Halloween.
Ooh, and then
everybody will get to see, might as well tell everybody the title, Dead Man Country. Very, very.
Yeah.
Tell him, Denise, what he does in that. Tell him about the special shit that we realized that he had with him.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. You know,
I won't say anything. I will
no
not
spoilers.
Say
no spoilers.
Anything. I'll just say, ladies and gentlemen, there's some magic in that motherfucker someplace.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know if it's some ancient Egyptian shit that I realized the brother had with him, but. I'll just say that. That's
your papyrus.
That's some old school magic shit right there.
It's some really, really great stuff. Really great stuff. Mm. Everyone on the set was great. And everyone on camera too. Yeah.
Yeah. Forgive what I'm about to say, bro. You're a Renaissance nigga. I'm sorry. I didn't drop the N-bomb like that, but
it's true.
From the streets,
you dropped the N-bomb like at least 8 times an episode. So.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. You got me real, doing it. You know? But
real, I know.
But you're a real Renaissance nigga. I'm saying you know. You got some other parts of him that you're not seeing, ladies and gentlemen.
Got some skills.
Yeah, I'm not talking about his body either, ladies. I'm talking about actual talent.
Thank you, I think.
Right?
I never seen anybody. I just drink with the brother.
No.
I just drink with the brother. That's
all. It's called invitation only. You don't have an invitation. Oh, my stars.
We've never been to the beach together. It's all good.
Nope.
Anyway. So, speaking of bodies.
This is a good wine.
Here's a segue for you. She-Hulk, attorney at law.
That dropped already?
No, but I saw the trailer.
Mm.
So a couple of exciting little things about that, because it's clearly opening the door for a few things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I forget what phase Marvel is even in at this point. They might as well just call it phase money, phase more money,
phase. Right. Checks in the mail.
Face fuck the DCEU.
I mean, I don't know what DC's gonna do. And we'll get to that in a minute. But
oh, yeah.
You watch the She-Hulk trailer. So first of all, you got guest appearances by the Hulk. We're just talking characters now.
Yep.
Hulk, Abomination, Wong. Yes. From the Doctor Strange franchise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Unless something switched around, and I don't think it did. He's actually the Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. From
the last movie, they're like, you're supposed to like,
yeah.
We're supposed to kneel or nod or honor the Sorcerer Supreme.
Yes.
He kept saying that to Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because Wong is a Sorcerer Supreme.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I think he became that after the Infinity War.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Because Doctor Strange was gone for 5 years.
Yeah.
He's part of the. Yeah.
Right. But yeah. So and Daredevil.
Yes.
Right. The return of Daredevil.
Now
that's awesome.
There was, of course, a little shenanigans with Daredevil in Spider-Man. No Way.
Oh mm-hmm. yeah.
It was a great little scene for anybody who actually. You know, and I actually feel sorry for anybody who wasn't trailing Daredevil and didn't realize what was about to happen or even like put it together. Because I want to say in the comics, you know, it's like Daredevil as Matt Murdock would go to bat for Spider-Man in court a few times. And I even said when I first figured he's going to have some sort of legal issue, and it's like, yeah, that would be great if they brought Charlie Cox back to play Daredevil.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. Yeah, totally. And we were like, yeah, that'd be great.
And they did it. You know, it's like, now if I could just prove that Marvel got the idea from me.
Or just put you one of their shows.
Exactly. Like, come on.
Yeah, give me three lines.
Give me a guest appearance, please.
Yeah,
right.
I can play bank robber number three or some shit. Like
that. Come on. Lounge singer number 17.
Or that.
I see him at a piano, like playing the piano, like.
Fly me to the moon. And let me play amongst the stars. Anyway,
silent night.
We all could be in there
for somebody.
Silent chord from my guitar.
Right.
Oh my gosh. We're talking about She-Hulk.
Right.
Daredevil. Now Daredevil coming back. There's a lot of speculation that means what exactly? Does that mean the Punisher, John Bernthal? Is that coming back?
Right.
Is Luke Cage coming back? Is Jessica Jones coming back?
Wow.
I think we all collectively don't want Iron Fist to come back unless it's recast. I think we're all good. I think we've seen enough Iron Fist. At least until, you know, you guys do something with that.
He never came back from the snap.
right. Some just didn't come back.
And all that. But looks like that's a possible possibility.
Right.
Yeah.
That all those Hell's Kitchen Defender types might end up back in the mix.
Yeah, especially seeing that Fisk was already introduced in Hawkeye.
Hawkeye,
Right.
Yeah.
And
Tracksuit
Boys.
Tracksuit Mafia.
Tracksuit Mafia. There's some rumblings that we might be seeing a little bit of them. There is also some rumbling that we might see Red Hulk. That we might see the Thunderbolts.
I heard about that too.
Now, Thunderbolts thing's going to be a little because John Hurt, another one we just lost recently. He was Thunderbolt Jim Ross, General Ross, I should say.
General Ross.
He was
recasting.
They're going to have to
do
some sort of reimagining about that. But I mean, there was
or not have it,
and maybe just put Julie Louis-Dreyfus in charge of what would be the Dark Avengers, I guess.
Yeah.
Ooh. Possible Marvel. Another Fantastic Four, like.
It would be nice to see that done correctly.
Right, because how many times have been messed up?
Pretty much every time.
Every time.
Every single time.
Pretty much every time you can think of.
Right.
Massive. Fucking Bail. Dumpster fire.
Exactly. Bail. Especially when you turn Galactus into a giant fart monster.
Right.
Well, that too. Yeah. Marvel's like, I love it.
But yeah, it's crazy. Meanwhile, in DC world, holy shit.
Oof.
A $90 million Batgirl movie shelved.
Man.
Shelved for. Ever,
never or, to see the light of day. The day,
or else the IRS will come knocking.
Yeah,
what the entire fuck,
man?
Like, Discovery, what are you doing?
Oh,
I feel so bad for like the actress that played her. Yeah. Like,
yes,
yeah,
all the everything that she could have had, her career would just been a
all the shit she went through.
Yes.
Imagine all the stunt, the stunts, the acting,
all that. Man. Yeah, all the time and money and effort that they all put into this huge project.
She ain't coming back to Warner Brothers. Fuck y'all.
Not to mention, if we're to believe Christian Bale, Batman or Bat person costumes aren't exactly the most comfortable fucking thing to be running around in.
Right.
You know, it's wow. Like,
yeah.
I'm amazed.
Yeah. But they didn't show. Right. But they didn't show the Flash.
No.
They're still looking to do the Flash.
Even though the actor playing the Flash has now spent more time in jail than Flash's father.
Right.
He spent more time in jail than Snoop Dogg.
Easily.
Stupid.
Easily. Easily more than Snoop. Snoop beat a murder charge.
I tell you know what? He probably spent more time than Mary Stewart? Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart. Probably.
He's trying to anyway.
Yeah. Mm. That guy. Stupid.
That's weird. I find that strange.
Yeah, because like, normally it's a trap rapper that's just going to jail for no reason.
Oh, no. No. I meant the idea, you know, you get rid of the Batgirl movie.
Is it because she's a person of color?
I don't know. Maybe. Look.
But you're going to keep the guy?
But you keep the idea of the problematic actor. Mm. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
And they're talking about
the Scooby-Doo movie, too.
Right, and they scrapped Scooby-Doo, so it might not be race, but it something else is up.
I don't trust motherfuckers. I have a theory, because I've seen this in certain TV networks where a new exec will take over, and then all of a sudden, all of the babies are thrown out with all of the bathwater.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, maybe it's like one of those I want my ideas to be what saves the network kind of thing. I legit have seen this a couple of times.
Yeah, like ego more so than the company.
Yeah, well, ego and, you know, just the fact that, you know, like whoever is now in charge doesn't want the previous administration to have any light.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like how Giuliani took credit for all the shit that Dinkins did here in New York.
Mm.
And how Trump just got rid of everything that Obama had.
Anything with the name on it,
That had in place to help, actually, like, you know,
right.
That would have helped this COVID situation.
Right.
And just got rid of it.
Yeah. That part.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I almost feel like, I have no idea. I'm not.
Yeah, it's crazy.
People, but that's kind of how it feels, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does.
That makes sense.
That does make sense.
You know.
Crazy, though.
Yeah,
it's not a race angle. I would be hotter than fish grease if I was a Batgirl. That's all I
could What?
Say. If I was Batgirl and I could, my movie's not coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
You better, you sons of
man.
Bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, not Ooh. Cool, folks. Not
cool to talk.
Yeah.
But I tell you what is cool.
What's cool?
Pray.
Praise cool.
Pray was cool as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I was worried that maybe about a good 10 minutes in, I was worried, and then it took off, and I was like, okay, I fucking love this.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I fucking love this.
Holy
shit.
Totally agree.
So, man. Real quick, folks, because we only got a few minutes left. If you have not seen Prey, and here's the other struggle, of course. If you're like me, you have tried to disengage from cable television.
Oh, shit.
Only to now find yourself adrift in a world where you are now paying for this streaming service, this streaming service, and then another streaming service, and then another streaming service is waving at you from across the bar. Hey, Steve! I'm a streaming service.
Yeah.
We have an introduction rate.
And then the bartender comes over and they're like, hey, Steve, the streaming service down there would actually like to buy you a drink. And it just goes on and on and fucking on until now you're paying more than you were when you just had fucking cable.
I laugh, but it's true.
And
it's
like, you're sitting there with your abacus and you're like, how the fuck did this happen? And yeah, so
you said abacus.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
And he's absolutely right.
I need you to appreciate that.
You know,
remember the time.
You're old school. shut up. So, so yeah. But now here I am. Now I have Hulu, so I can see this fucking movie. And I'm a little irritated. So I was a little. So that was the other thing. I was a little irritated as the credits are coming up. Why is it this on Disney? Is it Predator a freaking Disney entity now? Why is this on Hulu? Oh God, I was pissed. So
yeah, you were.
But, yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. Because I was complaining about it.
You're texting us and you're like, it's only on Hulu. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
God,
I can't give you my password for that one.
No, it's all right. But so yeah.
But it was worth it. It was worth it.
I will admit it was worth it. It was totally worth it. And now I guess I can watch that Steve Martin short show.
I still haven't watched that one. Was it the Murders Next Door? Yeah. The Murders.
Murders on our building. Murders on
our floor or something. Murders like on our apartment. I don't know. I mean, I've just seen a lot of the trailers, and then I was working at The View one day, and Nathan Lane, who I guess is a guest star and up for an Emmy, for a performance in one particular episode.
Because I'd watch that one episode. I would do that.
Oh yeah, definitely. Nathan Lane is funny as fuck. But yeah. I guess I can watch that and then hopefully remember to cancel before the month is out.
Before Prey 2 comes out.
Dude, if Prey 2 comes out in the next 2 weeks, yeah. I'm gonna come to your place and throw a rock in your window or something. Just
cause. Why me?
Because California's too far.
You put it out in the universe, and yeah, right. I can't. I'd have to figure out some other way to get even with Denise. But anyway. Ladies and gentlemen,
bucket of water.
What can I tell you? Prey was fantastic.
It was. Yeah. It was.
The fight scenes.
Yeah.
Out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And out of control. Yeah. Total disbelief or suspension disbelief was going on there.
Mm-hmm.
You will not be disappointed. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It all made it. Yeah. There was no point. There was no point. I was like, oh, come on, man. That don't make sense. Hey, that jumped the shark. There's no point that I had that.
No, me neither.
Absolutely. Man.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't want to spoil it.
Fantastic female protagonist.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's in two languages on Hulu.
Mm. Oh yeah, you were saying that.
And
Comanche. Yeah. Yeah, actually someone else was telling me that. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, "What? You can watch it in Comanche." I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad we're seeing more Native American stuff.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Between Dark Winds, mm-hmm. Reservation Dogs.
Yeah, I love that show.
That was great. Dark Winds, Reservation Dogs. This just came out, Prey.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say there's another, I think, that has a large Native American cast, but I can't remember at the moment. But they got
some good stuff. Really good stuff.
Very good stuff. I mean, and it's so overdue.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, getting on soapbox, but that shit, you know,
mm-hmm.
Hollywood, y'all been fucking up a long time. So motherfuckers, so motherfuckers come look for their flowers, man. You better give it to them because they coming out with some really great shit.
Yeah. It wasn't that long ago that they actually had John Wayne playing Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
Now there's somebody whose eye makeup you can fucking make fun of.
But it wouldn't be as fun.
Right.
He wouldn't laugh.
Why? Because he's dead?
No.
If he came back to life, I wish he'd come back to life just so that I can kill him. That's how I feel about John Wayne.
Damn.
I wish you came back to life.
He just doesn't seem like a nice fun guy.
I would do a Hinkley on that motherfucker.
Well,
fuck him.
I'm sure he was fantastic as long as you were another white guy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Fuck
him.
Man.
Yeah.
Yes, any immortal words of Flavor Flav. Motherfuck him and John Wayne. Wait, no, they were talking about Elvis. I fucked
up. Yep.
Anyway.
Ronald Reagan. Fuck him and John Wayne.
There you go. All three of them. Anyway,
my stars.
Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans. That's our show, folks. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you got some good viewing advice out of that, which I think we managed to pull off.
I think so.
Next week, or next episode, anyway, the return of the triumphant Mark Abbott.
Yes.
Tune in for that. Mm-hmm. And of course, more of Denise's Ed McMahon impression. For Denise, Kirk, and myself, we bid you a fond farewell for now.